So, I found, I don't know where it came from, just sitting here on my desk, a cassette tape called Jock Rock Volume 1.
It's not Jock Jams?
Nope, nice. Jock Rock.
Oh, what is this garbage?
So it's the knockoff
Jock Jams?
Yeah. I don't know what Jock Jams are, but...
Well, it's fine. It's so, hey, you know what? Yeah, this is rock. Jock Jams weren't rock. Jock Jams were more like CNC Music Factory.
So this is Jock Rock Volume 1. It was published by Tommy Boy Music.
Okay. You know what that is.
In 1994.
Okay.
And I want you guys to go back and forth and see if you can name the songs on this cassette.
Well,
Jock Rock 84.
How about you give...
It was released in the 94, is this tape.
Yeah. Should you give us artists and we guess songs or something like that? We're not going to pull them out of nowhere.
Okay.
Is it rock music?
I don't know.
See?
Why would he know?
because if there was one band on there that he recognized.
I recognize some of these bands.
Are they rock? Are they hip hop?
No.
Okay. So are they country?
No.
Okay, they're probably rock. It's called rock. Jock Rock.
Yeah. Okay. I will give you the band, and then you guys will go back and forth until you can name the song.
Okay, and we'll alternate. We'll alternate who goes first, because if we get them all right, okay.
Okay, Rick, you get to go first. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to keep score? Do you need somebody?
I can keep score.
Okay.
Rick, the first band on here is Queen.
We Will Rock You.
Correct. Okay, next song, Ryan. Sometimes I can't tell if it's the band or the song name, but I think. Okay, I think
I can tell you how to know. Look at where Queen was written.
Uh huh.
And then the next thing is the title of the song. So it's going to be the same.
No, because there's these little things in between, like 12 seconds of something called Charge. And then it's the next thing. But okay, I think I got it. So,
okay,
Ryan gets to go first. The next song is by Ramones.
Let's go. Hey ho.
Yes.
Let's go. I don't remember what the name of that
song
is.
Something called Ramones.
It's also called. It's called Hey Ho, Let's Go, Blitzkrieg Bop.
Blitzkrieg Bop, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Ryan,
Rick. Me. Yep.
Gary Glitter?
Yeah, that song, it's got a number in it. It's something like number five. It's a song that goes, da-na-na-na-na, hey, da-na-na-na. I can't pull it.
Okay, Ryan,
I don't wanna waste
any guesses?
The Hey Song?
It is called The Hey Song or Rock and Roll Part 2.
Part 2, okay. I knew it had a thing there.
So Ryan's
it's fucking, not called The Hey Song.
It is. That. The fucking called, fan pays it's, off.
It's called Rock and Roll Part 2.
But it also says The Hey Song. Okay. Rick, you get to go first on this one. It's
Blitzkrieg Bop also isn't called Hey Ho, Let's Go, but it's fine.
It's called...
on the cassette.
This tape is for dumb bitches.
Rick, the next artist is Tommy James and the...
And the Shondells?
And the Shondells.
What? Oh, but no. They don't sing Na 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 Kiss Him Goodbye. It must be. I'm going to go with that.
No. Ryan?
Oh. I want to guess after Ryan. Oh, you're going to say what I'm going to say. Never mind.
Crimson and Clover?
Nope.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
That's the only song I know by them.
Okay. It was Money, Money.
Money, Money.
Money, Money. Money, Money.
This is more fun to watch Bill read.
Okay, Ryan, you get to go first on this one. It is Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Pump Up the Jams. I don't know.
No. Rick?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's called Shotgun.
Okay. Still don't know it. Ryan, okay. Can you cue that up while we're sitting here?
The next curious one, what it is? The next one, Rick, you get to go first, is by James Brown.
I mean, is it Living in America?
No.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag?
Nope.
What was it?
It's called I Got You, I Feel Good.
It's just called I feel good.
Yeah.
Then there's an 18-second song called Who Wants a Hot Dog?
We gotta get a tape deck.
What? I have a tape deck.
Ryan, the next one is by The Champs.
Hey, Mickey.
No.
Nope. It's I know what this is, and it's gonna piss me off. The Champs sing. I know it. Go ahead. What is it?
Tequila.
Yep, I knew that.
Okay, Rick. The next one is Sly and the Family Stone.
Family Stone.
Yeah.
This is hard because I don't know what songs by these bands are going to put out there. No, I don't know.
Right?
There's a riot going on.
No, it was Dance to the Music.
Gotcha. Ryan, did you find Junior Cadillac and the Walkers or whatever?
Junior Walker and the All-Stars? Shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I was going to ask what that was.
Okay, what's next, Bill?
Sorry, it's small writing and it's smudged. Is it Steppenwolf?
Steppenwolf?
Steppenwolf.
Yep. Whose is this? Who goes first?
I heard gunshots. That's all I heard.
From Shotgun. Who goes first?
You do, Rick.
It's one of two. So I'm going to go with Born to Be Wild.
Correct.
Yes.
This is Junior Walker in the All-Stars. Shotgun.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Four notes.
Yeah. Definitely know that song.
Okay, side two.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Ryan, you're
for
up
double
first.
For double points.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, of course.
Ryan, you get to go first. The Romantics.
Oh, what's the name of that song? I don't know it. You put a spell on me. I don't know.
Right. What I like about you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You hold me tight.
Ryan, the next one is by.
I wish this was a video podcast.
It's either Isley or Elsley.
It's the Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
Never mind.
Ryan, it's the Isley Brothers.
Shout.
Yes. So we're all tied up at four apiece. Okay, Rick. This is the name of the artist? Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah. Taking care of business, yeah. Baby.
Yep, that's it. Okay, Ryan.
Bill's learning.
You see, he is.
Todd Rundgren.
Oh, Run, Run, Run.
This is amazing that this song is on there.
I'm so blanking right now. I give up, Rick.
It's Bang on the Drum All Day.
Yes.
I don't want to work.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. Because that's what, yeah.
And then Ryan, Steam.
Steam. This is a hard trivia, Bill.
Mm-hmm. You should get more tapes.
I was thinking I should just go to Value Village and get compilation tapes and do this for trivia. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have no idea what Steam is.
I don't either. I can't place it at all.
It's Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
Kiss Him Goodbye. The song that I said was Tommy James earlier. Like, I was like, that song's got to be on this list somewhere.
Well, this is the thing, though. Like, the version you know is not the who wrote it, right?
Right, yeah.
The final song on here is the ESPN Sports Center theme.
They were reaching.
This is a good tape, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants a hot dog?
I just want to hear who wants a hot dog. Is that playlist? Is that?
I don't know. I'll look for it.
What volume is that? Volume one?
Yeah. But
Jock Rock, volume one.
Oh, I found it. Well, no, I found a playlist called that. But it's probably not the same thing.
Probably not. You probably have to search for Tommy Boy Records version or something like that.
See, anyway.
Actually, it has all the songs on here from that one, but it doesn't have the little things.
Right.
The someone little, just made interstitials. It.
Yeah, the little, like, here's what they were. There was one that was called Defense, one that was called 3-Point Goal, one that was called And That's the End of the Ball Game, one that was called And the Home of the, one that was called Charge, Let's Go, He Shoots, He Scores, Who Wants a Hot Dog, and Make Some Noise, were all the little
Who Wants a Hot Dog?
Here's the ESPN theme, though.
Mm-hmm. Na na na, na na. I knew that one.
I found the album. I found it, but it doesn't have those also. Right. But it's called ESPN Presents Jock Rock Volume 1.
Okay.
The greatest crowd rock and sports anthems of all time.
Of all time.
Well, let's
of all time.
Let's get into this 18 song playlist.
The whole time. Together. Yeah. So
that's a great Mrs. Doubtfire reference.
I know, right?
I quote that all the time.
The whole time?
The whole time. Okay. We gotta let the listeners in on this. So for our we have so many new listeners. We thought mm-hmm. we should tell you that we're going to redo the Rolling Stones.
Which was our very first episode.
Yeah.
Before we realized we were a movie podcast that then turned into a movie and music podcast.
Yeah. And pretty soon it's going to be a Who Can Read the Names of Bands podcast. The podcast is going on a road trip again, and we're going to see the Rolling Stones live in concert.
That is true.
So we thought Bill should listen to some more Stones.
Know who they are.
See what he thinks. See how long he's going to stay.
So you made a comment about a lot more people listening to the podcast. We recently had a large cache of downloads from both Toronto and Shenzhen, China. So those are real people.
I went down a rabbit hole of watching YouTube videos of AI fails of creating how-to infographics last night. I've never laughed so hard in my life. So here's to the AI. Keep downloading our podcast.
You guys
beep,
like
boop,
it.
Beep boop. Beep. Beep boop.
I asked Ryan if I should assign Bill an album with a lot of hits on it or an album that's more critically acclaimed by the Rolling Stones. And I went through and decided to make a playlist again because it's one album isn't going to give him the perspective he needs for a live show. And he's also not going to like them anymore if I just play one album. But if I play some hits, maybe it'll help.
And also, we're behind a bit on these because they're supposed to be shorter. So we are going to move through these fairly quickly.
Rick, if you make this playlist public on Spotify, I can share it in the notes for the show.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. You tell me how to do it. do you know what Bill's... You know, we'll get to that. I have it. I have his original ranking for the Stones. All right, yeah, let's get in to song one. Ugh.
Start me up.
Because this is a playlist, it breaks the mold a little bit. But this is one of the songs I've heard before.
Was it when you were watching the Windows 95 launch?
I don't know, but I feel like this is used a ton in movies and TV shows.
Commercials a bunch.
Yeah, I don't hear it a lot in movies, but maybe.
But I like it. It's poppy. It's good.
Hey, Ryan, this has a button to say make private.
Okay, so yeah, just don't make it private.
Okay, I won't.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, it's a good song.
Good. Yeah, no, I like it. I like it better than anything the Beatles ever put out.
Ever. In the history of the world. Cool. Let's move on to the next song.
Hey, if I have to choose, I'm a Stones guy.
I like it.
Get Off of My Cloud, the original single, mono version.
Yeah, I don't like this one.
Bro, this is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorites.
This sounds to me older than Start Me Up. And like it was like
it is.
And it has more of that dumb sound of old rock that I don't like, which is just like that very, very basic sound.
So this is from Singles, 1965 to 1967.
Yeah.
So that's the time frame we're talking about here.
Dumb old rock.
Yes. Door. Song's 25, 30 years older than Start Me Up.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't think I like any music from the 60s. Blanket statement.
Check the notes here real quick.
Except for maybe if that's when the Beach Boys were doing Pet Sounds.
I thought you didn't like Pet Sounds.
I didn't like it as much as some of their other stuff.
Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, 62.
Okay.
Do you like Creedence Clearwater, Bill?
Maybe.
Put that on the list, maybe. I think, Ryan, are you a not Creedence guy?
Oh, I'm a Creedence guy. Yeah, I like
Creedence. Oh, okay.
Let's get rocks off.
Let's get our rocks off, Ryan.
Okay, sorry. Track number three on Rick's playlist, Rock Song. Production value there.
My favorite thing about that song is the horns.
Does have good really, horns. Yeah.
They really Bill's I'm a horn guy.
You're a horny guy.
You're a horny guy.
Yeah. He's a big horn ball. That's a horn dog.
That's the best thing about Rocks Off is the horns.
All right.
Moving along.
We're gonna move right along here.
We're running out of time.
Out of time.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
marimba.
Yeah. Yeah. You will all live out. Out of there with out of doubt. Cause baby, 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 you're out of time. Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is a Stone song that I don't know very well. But I find it interesting and I like it.
It is a little bit of an outlier. Like it's a different sound for them.
I like it.
You do like it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bill, I also want you to pay attention to this. I need a kind of an overall kilometer ranking of the playlist specifically.
Okay.
On a whole. Pretend like this is, because I made it.
Okay.
We're going to wait till the end on that, I presume.
So on to the next song, and I want to talk about the song when we're done.
Okay.
Okay. Number five, Angry.
So, are the Rolling Stones British?
Yep. Can you hear the words that he says?
Well, that was what made me think they might be.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on that song?
I liked the drums. It had like a cool, interesting beat that was different from some of the other just like standard. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just like, it had like a little more going on to it, but I don't hate this guy's voice, but
Oh, Bill, wait real quick. Do you know who he is?
No. I mean, I think it's, I'm going to know it when you say it.
I want you to say it first.
I don't.
I'm actually need you to say the lead singer and the guitar player's names. They're both equally famous.
There's no way. I have no idea. I think I could be totally wrong.
Don't be afraid to be wrong. Just say what you think.
Is it Mick Jagger?
Hey,
yes.
Okay, good.
And the guitar player?
Is it Van Halen?
Bill, what band do you think Van Halen is in?
Well, I know he did his solo stuff too, but I thought maybe he got famous in
a different band. He did his solo stuff.
Like, he performs as just Van Halen, right?
The band is called...
We're not laughing at you, Bill. I'm sorry.
Yes, no. Yes, we absolutely are. Bill, there's a band called Van Halen.
But it's Van Halen's... That's like saying there's a band called Dave Matthews Band, right? Like,
well, no. Yes and
there's
no.
There's more than one Van Halen in Van Halen.
But Dave Matthews... performs
solo
and he calls himself Dave.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's different songs. Right.
Yeah.
Van Halen is a band consisting of two members of the Van Halen family and other people.
And
anyway.
neither of them played in the Rolling Stones.
No.
Okay. If I were to say what person in this world is known for doing the most drugs ever, who would you say?
What?
And surviving, I guess I would say.
I don't know. It was Jerry Garcia. Did he do a lot of drugs?
I mean, not as many as Keith Richards did, the guitar player for the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
There's memes on the internet because everyone always is like, why is he alive?
Is he? And so will they be at the concert?
Who's they?
Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Are they both still alive in the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Why would the Rolling Stones be going if the two main guys weren't there anymore?
I mean, there are bands that do that thing.
Yeah, like sure. Queen is still touring.
Well, but that's all of them except for one. And they're not playing stadiums.
Sure.
But anyway, let's go. Well, they play arenas. Yep. I mean, I saw them in an arena. Okay, next song.
Track number six, Beast.
Wait, you said you wanted to say something about Angry.
Oh, the song is 6 months old.
Oh, really?
It came out this year.
Okay.
It's on their brand new album.
This is the tour for this album that they're
supporting. Oh,
this
okay.
Hackney Diamonds. And it's really interesting because it's like, I can't believe that it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Like, these guys, do you want to guess how old Mick Jagger is?
Well, if he was playing music in the 60s, he was probably 20, which means he was born in the 40s, which would make him 80.
Yeah, he just turned 81.
Yeah.
And they're still making, like, they still can pull it out once in a while. It's crazy to me.
He's still going to be wearing leather pants and strutting on the stage.
Yeah, he'd be blown away. But
track six.
Ryan, have you ever seen the Stones live?
No.
Okay.
Bill and I were talking
also
about this.
Also no.
Yeah. Bill and I were talking about this. Weird. I was indoctrinated as a Beatles person in my early youth. So the Stones were just like right out. So I'm just now like kind of understanding and rediscovering the Stones. Like I was Beatles 100%.
Like you're just now figuring out who was the guitar player.
Not quite that much, but
you know, Bill, everybody, I mean, not everybody, I guess. So the drummer is dead.
But only in the last died, like 3 years.
Yeah, he died since last time I saw them.
Okay.
And also Bill Wyman has left the group. He's alive, but he's not in the band anymore. But Ron Wood is still there. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. So three out of the, you know.
They're the core group, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because there's a couple other guys from way back when that you don't need to know about or care about. And it's
is it like when we saw The Who and they still had, what, Pete Townsend and the other guy?
Yeah, but this is one step. Well, I guess, I don't know if. Yes. Yeah, it's like, this is like legit seeing the Rolling Stones.
Okay, cool.
You could say that. You feel good about it.
Okay.
Beast of Burden.
Supposed to be just in one ear sometimes.
Well, what did you think of that song?
He just exploded with fireworks.
What? I wasn't even... What was I doing that made it do
you
that?
You must have given two thumbs up.
Oh, I was twirling this thing and my thumbs did that.
Bill, what do you think of that song?
Not my favorite, but it was okay.
Oh, really? That's like one of the best songs ever written, maybe.
This should be a thing.
Yeah. Bill, I liked your question about should the music be in one ear and the other ear.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I thought my headphones were broken.
Right. Do you know what style of recording is used that sounds different in your headphones? As opposed to not?
Stereo?
Yeah. And mono.
Okay.
So stereo, there's multiple channels used.
Two. Okay.
So like, well, sure. When you had speakers, when you like in the back then, you know, you'd have a nice setup and it would have sound coming out of both sides. And it's kind of interesting. It sounds like it's coming around, but then mono is always good. Cause it's like in both your ears at the same time.
Right.
you know, it kind of depends on what you want to do. So like the technology now, you know, sometimes you go back to old stereo and you're like, oh, this is weird sounding. Unless you have real good headphones, sometimes it's nice. Mm.
Little inside look, when I mix the podcast, Bill, you are at 10% right, and Rick, you are at 10% left, and I'm right down the middle.
I need to bump that up to 12, so.
No, I actually tested it at 15, and it sounds weird. 10's where it
needs. My contract says I have to be a little bit louder than both of you.
Then you get final edit, and it's not in my contract, so.
We gotta move here.
Track number 7, Mess It Up.
Also from the new album.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the bass in this one.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell with the production quality too. Super clear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And also, you know, it's new because he's talking about like sharing his photos and whatnot. Not really something from the 60s. You're like, oh, you got me on TikTok or whatever, you know.
Tumbling Dice.
Track number 8.
So good.
This is the thing. I think probably my favorite era of Rolling Stones is when they had the soulful backup singers. That's where it was.
Sure. This album is like, this is Exile on Main Street. And this is like one of the most critically acclaimed. This would be the one. If you want to hear the best of, this is the one. And this song is so good. Let's keep going though.
Not a fan.
You can't always get what you want.
Sometimes you might find you get what you need.
This one is okay. I know this one. It's pretty famous, right?
Yeah.
But he sounds a little bit like, who's that guy that sings like this?
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan?
Yeah, yeah, he sounds a little like him in this song, and I don't love that. And okay. The stereo was weird in my headphones, where I felt like the song was playing in my left ear and someone was blowing a horn into my right ear.
Got it. This next song I want you to listen to, and I want to
cut it out, Linus. I'm trying to listen.
Little TNA.
This one is like, I like the guitar and I hate the vocals.
Okay, so the other thing about Keith Richards is if you get bored, throw on an interview with Keith Richards talking, and he's real hard to understand sometimes and he trails off and he's usually high. But also, once in a while, I like to throw him a bone and let him sing a song.
Oh,
and this is one of them. He's not known as a singer.
Yeah, couldn't stand the vocals in this one.
You'll see him. He sings one song per show usually. It's real fun. I like it. I like his songs. I like his style.
Okay.
All right. Ryan, this next one, we could go pretty quick because the whole world is going to be like, oh, we got it.
Yeah. I like these drums.
What do you think, Bill?
I know this one. It's like, it's fine. It's I guess it's kind of iconic, and it feels like this is like a movie song for sure. Like, this is used a bunch in movies and shows and stuff.
Coppola, right?
Yeah. No, Scorsese.
Yeah.
He's a big Stones guy. Yeah. Lots of Stone stuff. Okay, now, Bill, I need you to tread lightly on this next song, but go ahead.
Give Me Shelter.
The best.
This
is the best song. This is the best song that there is. This might be the best song ever. And the woman singing in this song, mm-hmm. which she's just going for it, it's amazing. And her voice, she does this like crack in her voice that's like, oh, it's so good.
Is their like closing song?
It depends, but probably Satisfaction.
Okay.
Well, we'll get there. 13 Honky Tonk Woman.
Not my thing.
Love it. So good.
It's a little too country, a little too...
That's why it's awesome.
Bluesy.
I know. It's yeah.
Yeah.
I think it rides a good line.
More cowbell than I need.
So, no, you can never have too much cowbell. Oh, no. What happened to Ryan?
I'm still here. Like
a nuclear disaster.
I'm really curious about this next one, Bill.
Okay, let's hear it. Miss You. Track 14.
Miss You too.
I can't wait to miss you. That'll mean we're done. Slow jams.
There may have been disco happening at the same time.
This is exactly what they. This is when their disco started.
Yeah, and I kind of like some disco stuff.
Yeah. No, I like that song. That song was real kind of polarizing, but it was. I like it.
I think this next one is probably my favorite Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, which we can also go pretty quickly through. I believe.
Paint It Black.
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's
fine. Okay. What is your favorite? I guess maybe we're not there yet.
I told you. I liked Gimme Shelter.
Yep.
And I liked You Can't Always Get What You Want. And I liked Angry.
Okay. How about this next
16,
one?
16, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
And when I hear this song, all I can think is do a diddy diddy dum diddy do. That's like what it sounds like to me.
Can you imagine what it's like being inside Bill's brain?
No, no. Let's
power through these last two songs here. Let's see what's
got. Sweet Sounds of Heaven, 17.
You probably knew this was newer because it's featuring Lady Gaga.
Well, I wasn't sure if maybe they. I didn't know it was newer.
This is also from the new album.
Okay. Well, I can.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it. I like the piano and I like Lady Gaga.
I forgot his name. There's this guy that produced this record, and he's been producing old people's stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he produced a new Ozzy record and this one and someone else. And it's like, it's all like pretty good. He's really got these guys dialed into where they should be. And I'm enjoying it. Okay.
For the final track of this episode, track 18, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I like all your insight, Bill. Yeah. You're really
that one's
helping
good.
Out on these songs. You know, Bill, you watch Slow Horses, right?
Yeah.
Do you like the theme song?
Sure.
That's Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad we do a podcast.
The depth is innumerable.
I'm tired I don't know. It's fine.
I don't know why.
The Rolling Stones are just okay.
I don't know why people don't listen to this more.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, welcome, China.
So, Bill, two things. What do you give the Rolling Stones for a kilometer scale?
Well, better than I gave them 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
When we first started on this journey, I think. I think I'd probably give them like a 48 or a 49.
Okay, so you gave them a 44 previously, so.
Okay.
All right.
So the new album bumped him up.
How about this specific playlist?
This is pretty good. I'd say it's like 65% good.
Degrees!
Wait, it's... No. Wait, the playlist is 65% good?
I like... So how I liked 65% of the songs on it.
Okay, well...
I liked about 10 of the 18 songs.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
This playlist was taken from the first show of this tour. This was the set list.
Okay.
And I think this is exact set list we might see.
Okay.
So if you went to a concert and saw these 18 songs, how would you feel?
Fine. I think I would probably leave at Give Me Shelter.
I'm glad that you called it Give Me Shelter.
60.
So Ryan,
I don't mean I'd leave at it. I'd listen to that song and I'd leave during Honky Tonk Woman, and I wouldn't care about Miss You, Paint It Black, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Sweet Sounds of Heaven, or Satisfaction.
But you said you just liked Miss You. That's the disco-y one.
Yeah, I did like it, but not enough to. I mean, we'll see. But you know,
not enough to stay with my friend for 40 more minutes.
No.
I just leave him alone in the stadium.
Have I ever made it through a whole concert that I've gone to with you when I had the option to leave on my own?
I mean, I don't know. Probably not. You're with more than one person.
When.
Every time.
I'm not gonna.
I don't think you're gonna leave Ryan by himself in the stadium. That's cool.
Ryan will probably leave with me.
We'll see.
He's gotta work in the morning.
I took a half day.
Yeah. Party. Anyway.
65 degrees on the kilometer falls.
No. I gave them a 48. No, no, no.
48.
Well, the playlist.
Oh, sure, but we don't have any other playlists on
them. I even said I like 65% of the songs.
Okay,
that doesn't
fine.
Mean that the...
Fine. No, fine.
Don't put words in my mouth, Ryan.
45
Don't put baby
degrees,
in a corner.
Right?
48
is the exact same as Purple Rain and Siamese Dream.
Who's Siamese Dream?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
Right
well,
above
let's,
that
let's,
is,
let's bump him up to a 49 then, because I like them better than those.
49 puts it between Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dream and Jimi Hendrix's Experience. Are You Experienced?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, well, we'll see in a couple weeks after we go see the show, see what we think about it live. Maybe it'll be even better.
Yeah, we should make sure we release this episode right before the concert.
Sure. Monday the 13th.
Yes. Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com. All right, bye.
All right, well,
bye.
Bye.